going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets powered by FTN. I'm your host, Chris Meany. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to hang out on this Sunday morning, just hours away from Week 17 in the NFL. Wacky Week 17, but listen, there are eight teams who have win and in scenarios, so there's a lot to play for. Hopefully, you're not playing for a fantasy football championship. If you are, leave a question in the YouTube section. At Chris Meany, if you want, reach out to me. I will help you the best that I can. Week 17 is wacky, guys. It's crazy. Lots of teams resting, lots of superstars resting. So hopefully you're not playing in fantasy football championships. But if you are, I mean, congratulations for being in the finals and good luck. That's all I have to say to you today, because even this morning, I've waited as long as I could to come out with this show because I am hosting FTN daily primetime at 11 Eastern, pretty much all the way up until kickoff with my guy Elliot Chris. We're going to run through game by game and help the DFS community out there as well. So I waited as long as I could to get as much information as I could. And I'll be honest, a couple of my picks have already changed with just hearing some of the news. So it is crazy. I'm not going to waste too much of your time. I got some picks and some props and just going to run through some scenarios and then we'll be on our way here. If you have any questions, leave a comment in the YouTube section, hit the like button, subscribe to our FTN YouTube page. Lots of videos coming. As I said, this is episode 22. I may not even told you 22, the Emmett Smith, Matt Forte episode. Matt Forte, had the chance to interview him back in the day with a former company that I was with, and what a nice guy. He was great. I mean, he was on the way. His wife was having an ultrasound. He's like, I got to go. I mean, I can't even do this interview. And then he took 5 minutes and he did it. Super nice guy. What I will say about Forte, my goodness, what a great running back, is, man, his legs are just so beat up. I can't imagine these football players taking shots week after week. And this is why some of these guys like Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, like, let's not roll them out today. There's no need. Give these guys some rest. Also, Clayton Kershaw, Ricky Henderson, Ward 22, around the diamond. Baseball season coming up. It really is. On the ice, Brett Hall, Mike Bossy, Brian Leach, and my guy Al McGinnis from Inverness, Cape Breton. Had the chance to interview Al McGinnis's family as well back in the day. Super great family. Showed me the barn where Al McGinnis was ripping slap shots off the barn nonstop. So that was pretty cool. So, what am I doing here? I'm kind of like, oh, look who I interviewed. Get to the picks. Let's go. We'll get to the picks. Just wanted to give some love to the hockey guys because next week it's all hockey on this show. Well, this football version of the show will come a little bit earlier. I'll run through some picks because Wildcard Week, and we'll have some games on Saturday, I believe, COVID dependent. But we'll have some games, so I'll have, this show out on Friday to give the picks and some props, to give a favorite prop for every game and picks for every game. But it's going to be mostly hockey next week. Got the hockey, fantasy hockey draft guide launching on Monday, rankings, projections, sleepers, busts, all kinds of stuff. That's what I've been up to for the past 10 days, and I'm excited. So we'll talk a lot of hockey on this show. Don't roll your eyes. We'll talk some hockey, and we'll talk some football, of course. All right, so I wanted to give you these win and in scenarios before I really kind of run through my picks and stuff, just to give you an idea of, who's playing for what, and just keep an eye on that when you're making some picks and you're making some props. You just don't want to be messing around with teams that don't have anything to play for. A Dallas and a New York Giants game, that's probably one you want to attack. It's going to be competitive. These players are going to be playing. But let's run through these anyways. So, Indy win and in with a Tennessee loss. They also would need some help from some other teams. Tampa Bay win, and they're already in, but win, they get that top wildcard spot and a date with whoever wins the NFC East. So that is huge. I feel like the Bucs will definitely be going for the W today against Atlanta. Plus, they're rolling, right? They're coming in feeling pretty good into this game. They want to come into the playoffs feeling just as good as they felt over the past couple weeks. Miami, win and in, or losses by either Baltimore, Cleveland, or Indianapolis. Cleveland, win and in, or a loss from Indianapolis. And there's also a scenario where Baltimore, Indy, Miami all win, but Tennessee loses and Cleveland is in. Indy would get the AFC South. Cleveland would get in. Let's Come on, Cleveland, get in today. Let's go. I want to see the Browns in the playoffs. Let's go. Baltimore, win and in, or Cleveland loses, or Indianapolis loses, then Baltimore would be in as well. Dallas and New York, as I mentioned, is a win and in game for them, but they would also need Washington to lose this evening, Sunday Night Football, against Philadelphia, and the Eagles resting absolutely everybody, and Alex Smith expected to start in that game. As for Cleveland, 1.5 practices this past week, but I think they're catching a bit of a break with Pittsburgh resting a lot of players. It's already come down, like Watt, Big Ben's not playing. I can't imagine too much run for some of these top wide receivers and Juju and Deontay. So I think that they're basically folding. But a win for them and a loss for Buffalo would give them number two, but I just Buffalo holds that tiebreaker, and I think both teams will be resting. But anyways, I'm kind of lost track here. Washington, win and just in. Seattle, win and a New Orleans loss or a Green Bay loss would get them the number one seed overall. Green Bay, win and Seattle loss would get them the number one seed overall. Chicago, win and in, or an Arizona loss and they're in. Chicago playing Green Bay. The Saints, win and the number one seed is theirs with a loss from Green Bay and a win from Seattle. So they hold that tiebreaker if it's just them or Seattle. Green Bay holds that tiebreaker if it's all three of them. Seattle can find a way to get in if Green Bay and New Orleans lose. So there's still a lot to play for those top teams as well. So, you know, they could be resting some players in the second half, but they could also just be really going for it and getting that number one seed. The number one seed is huge. Of course, you get the bye. In years past, the number two seed would get you the bye and would be huge as well, but now it's just really home field throughout the playoffs. Like, that's great and all. It's not really a lot of fans, but it's not that bye. So I don't know how much teams are going to be pushing for that number two, like Buffalo, Pittsburgh. Are they really pushing for that number two today? Probably not as much. Maybe the Bills. But Seattle and Green Bay and New Orleans all kind of have a scenario where they can get the number one seed overall in the NFC. So I think they'll be pushing a little bit more than the Bills and the Steelers. Rams, where are we here? Wow. Rams, win and in, or a loss by Chicago. They're in. Arizona, they just beat the Rams and they are in. And the Rams going through some stuff. We don't know if Cam Akers is going to play. Daryl Henderson is not going to play. Jared Goff is not going to play. Cooper Kupp is not going to play. But they have the number one defense in the NFL. Number one against the pass, yards per pass attempt. They don't allow anything through the air. Fewest passing touchdowns, pretty solid against the run as well. This is a solid football team when it comes to their defense. I think that they could get it done, even without Cooper Kupp or Jared Goff. Tennessee, win, and they clinch the AFC South, or an Indy loss, they get it done as well. Baltimore or Miami loss, and they are in. And as I mentioned, Indy win and a Tennessee loss, they are in, or a Baltimore, Cleveland, Miami loss, and they are in. I think the Colts are out. I think Tennessee gets it done. They win the division. I think Baltimore beats Cincy, I think Cleveland beats Pittsburgh, and I think Miami beats Buffalo. That's the key, right? Miami, like Indy would need Miami to lose, and then Indy beats Jacksonville, and then they're in. So I really see Tennessee, Baltimore, and Cleveland all in, and then it's up to Miami and Indy, as you see with the picks when I bring them up. You'll get a decent feel of how I feel. But not again, not a ton of just crazy injuries. There's players sitting as I ran through. Kupp and Henderson is hurt, but Alex Smith is in. Just, you know, obviously you follow Adam Schefter. I'm not going to roll through everything, but Christian Kirk placed on COVID. You know, the Steelers downgraded Cam Hayward, Pouncey, TJ Watt, so that's great for the Browns. The 49ers are all of a sudden resting a bunch of players. I didn't think that they would do that, but they certainly are resting some players, like, no, Brandon Ayuk, Sherman is out. Philly resting a ton. No Fletcher Cox, Derek Barnett, Dallas Goedert, Sean Jackson, Miles Sanders. These guys are all out. The Eagles are done, so they have a shot at getting, you know, a top six pick with a loss. So I don't blame them. So it's tough news for Dallas and for the Giants. Carlos Hyde is out. Joe Hayden, Eric Ebron. These guys are all out. Mentioned Goff, Christian McCaffrey, Latavius Murray, Alvin Kamara. These guys are all completely done with the Saints. They're not going to play due to COVID issues and contact issues. So, again, hopefully you're not playing Week 17. But these are just A few players that I like this week, you know, at the running back position that, you know, you got your top guys like Montgomery, Taylor. These guys are all playing. Ty Johnson against New England, no Frank Gore. Johnson's been pretty decent lately. He can catch a few balls out of the backfield. That game's going to be competitive. Alexander Mattison is in, so no Cook. He's decent against Detroit. I like the spot. Ty Montgomery is like the one back now for the Saints, but is it going to be some Taysom Hill? I think Hill probably finds the end zone. If you want to take an anytime touchdown prop, it's plus money for him. Rodney Smith gets in there, so he gets a boost. Boston Scott, Darrell Williams, Lev Bell's going to play very, very little bit is what I read. Josh Reynolds gets a bit of a boost, but these are all risky plays in your championship line. These are just DFS plays, really, and I'll break them all down with Elliot if you want to watch that show at 11 Eastern. But Dare and Ogbuwale. You got to say it three times, and I'm pretty sure I don't even have it nailed completely. But, you know, there's no James Robinson. Jacksonville, you know, doesn't have a whole lot to offer here. They're going to be playing from behind. You know, he's 14 for 71 last week, Dare. Three catches on five targets. I think he could be a sneaky little play. I was trying to find some props. I like the Boston Scott over 2.5 catches. That's plus money over 13.5 receiving yards. I think he finds a way to, you know, catch a couple balls with no Goddard, no DeSean Jackson, and no Miles Sanders. Boston Scott is actually the better pass-catching running back. He's a little bit better than Miles Sanders, who's dealt with some drops as well. So I can't even find a ton. Well, the prop shop is free. So Dare is actually up now. You know, his rushing yard prop is 33.5. It's pretty good. It's not bad. And what's so cool about our FTN prop shop, it's absolutely free. And to check it out, you get the best odds possible. So you see FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm looking off to the side here. 51.5 minus 112. DraftKings 55.5 is plus 105. BetMGM 55.5 plus minus 111. So a lot of them in that 55 range, you know, minus 110, some plus. But PointsBet is 33.5 at 115. So that's, again, what's cool about the prop shop is you get all of them laid out for you. You don't have to jump around to all these different books, and you find the best odds possible, and boom, we're seeing right there. You would much rather take 33.5 than 55.5, wouldn't you? Yes. So I think Dare at 33.5 is pretty solid. As I mentioned, 14 for 71. I got to put him in my player pool. This guy's got to be in there for me. I like it. Receiving yards, 19.5. I don't know if I'll really go there. It's possible. I might take the shot on the catches, 3.5 plus 140. That's pretty decent there. I know 4 seems like a lot, but no James Robinson. And like I said, he got a lot of run last week. And, you know, Jacksonville, 14.5 point underdogs here. You know the Colts are going to score some points. They're going to have to play catch up. So bring me to the rest of my props here. What I do have on the board for you guys here today, I got Jalen Hurts over 56.5 rushing yards. This one took a little bit to it took me a little bit of digging to actually find that prop. I think they wanted to see just all the Eagles, if they were ruled out or not. But listen, Hurts, 69 rushing yards, 63, 106 in his three games. Washington's going to generate a ton of pressure. They're going to come after Hurts, and Hurts is just going to have to run around a little bit. Now, he stayed in the pocket last week, forced some throws, looked like a rookie, made some bad throws. I think this is going to be a different environment. Washington playing some man. As I mentioned, they can generate some pressure. And I was just looking at some quarterbacks who played against Washington. Kyler, 67 rushing yards. Lamar, 53. Daniel Jones, 74. Russell Wilson, who hasn't ran around a lot over the past couple of years. He had 52 against them, I believe, last week. So 52 rushing yards. So I'm going to take the Hurts over 56.5. I know quarterback rushing yards, it's not really for everybody, but I feel pretty decent about that. Brandon Cooks at 69.5. I love this. I like the 5.5 catches as well. I think this is going to be an absolute shootout between the Titans and the Texans. It's the highest team applied total on the board. It is at 56 currently right now. Cooks, 25 targets, 18 catches, 265 yards, 82 per game over his last three. He caught all 9 of his targets in the first meeting against these two teams. So I like Watson. I think he's going to air it out. I think the Titans are going to have a lot of success. I have no Titans on my board here. I didn't want to come with Derrick Henry over 118. He needs 223 rushing yards for 2,000. I don't know if he's going to get 223 rushing yards. And it's crazy to say that I don't know if he's going to get 223 rushing yards, because that's a lot of rushing yards for a running back. But Houston has allowed the second most rushing yards per game on this season, over $150. In a game this year against the Texans, Henry had 212. In a game last year against the Texans, he had 211. So this guy has over 400 rushing yards in his past two games against the Texans. And listen, the Texans don't want to tackle anybody. They don't have a top pick this year. It's going to Miami. J.J. Watt just completely called out this team. Maybe they show a little bit of something, but nobody wants to tackle Henry, especially this time of the year with nothing to play for. And just a couple other little notes. These could be silly notes, but A.J. Brown is 76 yards away from 1,000. Corey Davis is 55 yards away from 1,000. I think Davis gets his. You can throw in the Texans. You can run on the Texans. I like Tannehill a lot. They have the highest team implied total. I think they score 30-plus points, and they do it with all three of those guys and Tannehill included. So don't shy away from the Titans props here today. Mike Evans, 67.5. I think he gets there as well. Evans has just completely been balling out lately. I mean, he just played the Falcons 2 weeks ago. He caught six balls for 110. He had 181 yards last week against the Lions, two touchdowns. He's just feeling it lately. You know, you look at the game log at the start of the season, it was, just 2 yards, 104, 2 yards, 122, 41, 10, 37, getting touchdowns. But over the past few weeks, he's been really getting the yards. Love the matchup. Must-win game for the Bucs. I think they get up early, score a bunch of points, and then they find themselves, in a matchup with probably Washington in the NFC East. So you got to like that. Love Evans today. I think he gets it early, and then maybe he sits late, but I think he gets it early. Jonathan Taylor over 78.5. Now, I had these boards made up yesterday, and I'm seeing Taylor in around 86.5. That's a little high now. I don't know if I would go much higher than 78.5, to be honest. If you can get it at 80.5, I would definitely do it. As I mentioned, Colts, heavy favorites here, 12.5-point favorites. Or 14.5-point favorites. I think they roll. I think Taylor gets 80. This is another guy who 74 yards last week, 83, 150, 91, 90. You can run all over Jacksonville. They're completely checked out. Just, I wouldn't go much higher than 86.5. It's a little high. You got Taylor in there, or Nick Chubb in there as well. There's a few props I like for Chubb. 1.5 catches, 9 receiving yards, 5 grabs last week, 38 yards. Now, a lot of it was because the Browns had some of their wide receivers out. They're getting them all back today. But 13 grabs in his last 5 games. Watt Taylor back on that offensive line as well. 5.6 yards per rushing attempt. Cleveland, when he is in the lineup, 3.5 out when he is out. And he didn't play last week. So I think that's why Chubb really struggled. That could be a risky one for some people. So, you know, since it's the time of giving, I got a few more here for you if you feel uneasy about that. So Davis, I mentioned, over 56.5. I like Robert Woods over 4.5 catches. I know it's not Goff. I don't really care. I think that this is a must-win game. I think they're going to do what they can to get the ball into Robert Woods' hands. And he's their best playmaker today. And you can move him all around the field with some screens. And I think he gets 5 grabs. I know that could be, I'm not doing it because there's no Goff, but I'm feeling it. I feel Woods. I feel Jameson Crowder at 4.5 catches as well. He just, when Sam Darnold's under center, he just gets all the catches. Michael Gallup over 48.5 receiving yards. Gallup is more involved in this offense. Bradberry is not going to be on him. He's going to be on Cooper Kupp. Big play guy, involved last week heavily. This is a must-win game. They're going to find a way to get the ball into his hands. Jarvis Landry over 5.5 receptions. Here's the running back prop that I like if you don't want to go up to Taylor up at 86.5. Dave Montgomery, 77.5 rushing yards against Green Bay. Allen Robinson, 6.5 receptions against Green Bay, too. So lots of bets over at FTNBets.com, but those are a few of my favorites. Again, you can take advantage of just some injuries, you know, opportunities, guys sitting. So some lesser known players like Dare over 3.5 grabs, or Boston Scott over 2.5 grabs, that you probably wouldn't even think twice about making, but now with all the injuries you certainly can. So let's bring up the picks. I have made one just little change to the picks since I started rolling here, and again, it's just because of some of the news that I heard. So up at the top you will see Tampa, 6.5, Jets, +3.5, San Fran, +7. So that's the one I want to change, 7. I would just be cautious of that one. My feeling here was that San Fran would play a lot of their guys. They'd keep this game competitive. They tried to win last week, and that they would try to win this week. And maybe even Seattle would be like, okay, you know, we're looking here. Green Bay's rolling. The Saints are rolling. We're just going to sit some of our guys in the second half, and, you know, we get to get the backdoor cover. But with San Fran resting a lot of their guys, I'm going to shy away from that one. Honestly, myself, I will pick San Fran +7 in my pool. I like the Jets +3.5. It's 3 in a lot of spots. You can get 3.5. I think they win the game. I if you want to take them on the money line, more value there. I think they win. It's just the Patriots. They haven't looked good offensively. The Jets have actually showed me something over the past couple weeks. They're locked into the number two spot. A win or a loss won't affect their draft situation. And they've just been competitive lately. And the Pats haven't been. They haven't shown me anything. Cam Newton has looked awful. He's not throwing any touchdowns. The defense, they're missing a bunch of guys. So I think the Jets win. You know, one more for Adam Gase, who's reportedly fired. So Tampa, 6.5. If I wanted to throw another spread on here, I probably would go with the Chargers, 3.5. I know it's Chargers over the Chiefs, no Tyreek Hill. They're going to be resting a ton of players, no Patrick Mahomes. The Chargers should be able to win this game as KC resting just absolutely everybody. Over on the money line, I got Dallas, I got Miami, and I got Green Bay. I know Miami. I think Buffalo is going to rest some players in the second half as well. I love this Dolphins defense. It will keep them in this game. It will keep them competitive. I know Tua has been pulled over the past couple weeks, and Fitzpatrick can't play due to COVID reasons. I think Miami squeaks it out. Out of all like the pick'em games I have here, like Green Bay is not even really a pick'em for. I like them. I wanted to come out with the Rams, but that's a little risky. I think that the Rams may win. I you see that I have them there in the teaser plus 10. I think their defense alone keeps them in this. Baltimore 13.5 is just a little high. Colts 14 is just a little high to get there. So just some huge spreads, and I don't want to mess around with the Vikings and the Lions. So that's why I have what I have. And I think Miami wins. I really do. So Atlanta, Tampa over 50.5. Jacksonville, Indy under 49.5. I just don't think Jacksonville does enough to keep this, to get this game over that 50-point mark. I think Indy probably scores 30, 34. We're looking at Jacksonville right around 10, and we could sweat it out, but I do feel pretty confident about that. Green Bay and Chicago over 50.5. If you wanted another one instead of that Jacksonville and Indy game, I know there's a lot of points, 56 for Tennessee and Houston, but I think it gets there. I think Tennessee definitely scores 30. They get up probably to 34. And the Titans are going to get to the mid-20s, or the Texans, rather, get to the mid-20s. Thing with the Titans, like that, the offense is great, it's efficient, it's solid, but they just can't stop anybody, so they play in a lot of shootouts. Parlay, Green Bay, Seattle, Tennessee, Tampa, plus 242. I feel pretty good about that parlay. Tennessee, or the teaser, rather, Tampa, Tennessee. Let's see if I can get one of these for you guys. I know I come in here with seven-game teasers, but this is a seven-game, seven-point teaser, so it's out there. But, you know, I haven't seen a teaser I didn't like, despite not winning many. Tampa, Tennessee, Baltimore by a touchdown, Dallas not to lose by 6, Miami plus 9, the Jets plus 10, the Rams plus 10. I think this is a teaser week. I just can't see a scenario where Cleveland, Tennessee, Indy, those teams aren't losing. Put Cleveland in there. I already did. All the teams that need to win in the AFC, take Miami out for a second. Cleveland, Tennessee, Baltimore, Tampa in the NFC. They all need to win. They're all going to win. Are they going to cover? I mean, those spreads are 10 is high for Cleveland. Even with Pittsburgh resting, it's high. Cleveland had 1.5 practices this week, dealing with COVID. That's tough. It's high. But you want to tease them down. Get these teams to win by a field goal. Get them just to win. I think there's a lot of value and something to be said about that. Okay, I'm out of here. Any questions that you guys have at Chris Meany, leave them in the YouTube comment section if you have a start or a sit for the crazies out there playing Week 17. I love it. I'm not going to judge you. It is what it is. It's fantasy football. It's fun, right? I get it. Some people have two-week finals. It's tricky. I don't suggest it. But any questions you have, leave them in the YouTube section. Please subscribe, and good luck today. And we'll be back on Monday. Cheers.